You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
BFM.
Hey, you should start a band.
95BFM.
Kia ora, Emily.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Very happy to be here.
Thanks for coming up here.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited.
First question for you. How have you been? What have you been up to? Been playing a few gigs lately. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's been really good. I opened for my friend Ariel in August, I think, for her single release, which was really nice. We played at Underground, which was my first time playing there. And then I had another one for my song that came out a couple weeks ago, at Wine Cellar, which was really, really fun. I love playing there.
It's a cool venue, eh?
It's so cool. I think I've played there like maybe 3 or 4 times now, and I can't stop going back.
And it's interesting because you and Ariel have seen the social media and seeing that you guys are kind of coming out with a new song.
We've started writing it. I wouldn't say it's...
Okay, I'm jumping the gun. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Getting ahead of yourself there. But no, I'm really excited. We started writing one on just Thursday, actually. It's a little premature, but no, I do want to record it. We really do. We went to uni together and we don't think we ever actually wrote a song together during that time. So yeah, it'll be cool.
What was it like? You mentioned beforehand, before this interview started, that you had studied music, and if I remember correctly, while chatting to Ariel, she did as well.
Yeah.
What's that like, studying and, I guess, practicing music and being an artist at the same time?
Good question. Well, it was weird because we both started in 2020, which was COVID.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like I got super well-rounded university experience, especially with a lot of the music stuff. It's practical and playing live is such a huge part of it, so that was tricky. But yeah, it was. I felt like I really gotten so much better at songwriting since I did that degree. It's crazy, like just the amount of songs that I've written in that time is way more than I would have if I wasn't at uni. Just the discipline and the having to do it was really valuable, actually. Yeah.
What's this year been like for you? Like you mentioned before, you've been playing gigs and you've released 2 new singles this year. I guess from your perspective, 2023 Wrapped, what's it been like? What's your experience been like as an artist?
2023 Wrapped. Yeah, it's been a really big year for me. I had a lot of anxiety about like not doing enough for a long time. I felt that way. I mean, these are my first true songs that I've ever released. So yeah, it's been a big year. I started recording with Dave Rollins in a couple years ago now. And then I finished the songs off with Tom Broom, who produced and engineered and played on them as well. So that was earlier this year. We recorded 3 songs so far, and I'm going back in January to finish the EP. Yeah, so it's been a big year, actually, just finally doing it properly.
Yeah, and what's that process like working on it's your debut EP.
Yeah.
Is it quite a grueling one?
Not really, because it's so much fun. Tom is like the coolest, most lovely person ever, so it's just, I'm always excited to be there. In terms of writing and stuff, the first couple of songs I've released were written like at least 2 years ago. So I guess the first EP will be kind of an accumulation of stuff that I've written over the past 3 years. So I'm not like working to a deadline really in terms of writing or whatever, which is quite nice.
That's good. I was just being pessimistic before. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
It's like a grueling process to write an EP sometimes.
It can be.
It's a lot of work, to be fair. But yeah, you've released 2 singles this year, like we mentioned earlier. Sunday Best back at the end of November, so like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And October Sun. I'd like to start off with October Sun. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing track. Tell us about the process of writing your debut single and releasing it.
Yeah. I usually write by myself, but this was, I had a writing session with my friend Dave, who wrote the song with me, and he kind of came up. I was listening to a lot of the new-ish Big Thief album.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And I really like that track, Simulation Swarm. So I was like, that was a reference for the song. It doesn't really sound like that at all anymore. But yeah, so we kind of messed around and he came up with some chords and he pretty much wrote the whole instrumental track, and then I did all of the lyrics and the melody and all of the other stuff. Yeah, so that's kind of how it came about, and it was, I think it was just after that huge lockdown in 2021, like December or January or something.
It's like 100 days, eh?
Yeah, so I was really, I don't know, I don't know if I would have written it if I wasn't in that space, I don't know. But yeah, I've been really loving like writing on top of someone else's stuff recently. It's like a lot, like creatively a lot easier for me right now. Ariel the other day when we were writing like came up with these really cool chord voicings, and I just wrote this like ranty verse over the top, and I was like, whoa, that came so fast. So I really like collaborating at the moment. Yeah.
First, discovered I could leave right out the gate. No need to hesitate. I was swept up with the breeze. October sun.
Welcome back to Stage Dive here at 95BFM. We've got Emily Bateman in the studio. She's got her Gat out, and she is going to play us an acoustic rendition of Sunday Best, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
I'm taking my time and I'm taking some of yours now. You're good at making it seem like you're the lucky one. Everybody got someone to confide in. I never thought I'd get that luxury.
It's true you're different from the rest, and when you're in your Sunday best, you know I'm scared to tell the truth. You know you're better than the rest, and when you're in your Sunday best, you know I'm scared to lie to you, like I always do. You're swinging by like a train into the station, making me stop dead in my tracks. And you know all my history now. You've been watching from the sidelines, waiting for me to crack. It's true you're different from the rest, and when you're in your Sunday best, you know I'm scared to tell the truth. You know you're better than the rest, and when you're in your Sunday best, you know I'm scared to lie to you, like I always do. Like I always do. Like I always do. Like I always do. It's true you're different from the rest, and when you're in your Sunday best, you know I'm scared to tell the truth. You know you're better than the rest, and when you're in your Sunday best, you know I'm scared to lie to you, like I always do. Like I always do. Like I always do.
What is the process of writing signs? What is the process of writing songs like for you? What's the approach that you take? Is it, where do you go first? Are you someone that likes to write the melody first, or are you a lyrical person?
I think when I'm writing a song, I get this, I never do this, but I rarely like sit down and go, I'm gonna write a song. It's usually this weird like bodily experience where I'm like sitting somewhere and I'm like, oh my god, I need to like sit with my guitar. It's very like random. And that feeling usually only lasts like 5 minutes. And so if I don't jump on that, it's might not happen. So I jump on that. And then if I feel like continuing, then I will. And I think that's really where uni helped, just like having to write to a deadline. So that when those moments come, you actually have the like discipline and the will to keep finishing the idea or the song or whatever it is. So yeah, in terms of like writing lyrics first, I usually sit with my guitar and like, I don't know, like come up with something, and then a melody will form. So yeah, definitely melodic, like lyrical writing is kind of happened at the same time as the music. Yeah.
Moving on to Sunday Best, came out at the end of November. Another gorgeous song.
Oh, thank you.
Did you write these two? Oh, no, sorry. You mentioned that October Sun obviously was written during that lockdown. Tell us about writing Sunday Best.
Sunday Best is also maybe even before, I think it was before I wrote October Sun. So, yeah, a couple years ago now. Yeah. Again, it was like that weird sensation of I need to sit down with my guitar and write something. And it's really a super, super simple song. It's maybe three or four chords the whole way through. Like, it's real, real simple. Just sitting with my guitar and just, I think I was in quite a low self-esteem place at that time. I think the song, I never really know what my songs are about until like maybe months afterwards. But just thinking about it now, like as it came out, I was like, what does this song actually mean? And I think it's kind of a little bit of a sad song about feeling like you're not good enough for someone and thinking of someone else as very like virtuous and good. I've always had like a real issue with thinking like black and white thinking of like this person is really great and I'm just a piece of, you know,
you can swear.
Piece of shit. Okay, cool. I was like, can I swear? So that's kind of where it came from, I think. Kind of depressing.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
I can see how like songs are so good for that though. Just especially when you're an artist, when you're able to express yourself musically.
Totally. How,
if you say you don't like a sad song, I feel like you're lying.
If we don't like a sad song. Oh, like, totally.
If you don't like a sad song, then like, I mean.
I wonder like what the percentage of sad versus happy songs are in the world. It's got to be like 90% sad, right?
Potentially. Could be like a good 74%.
74?
That's such a rough estimate, eh? Where the fuck did I get that?
It must be true though. So specific. So. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. But who doesn't love a good sad song?
I don't know. I really don't know. Well, like most of the music I listen to is quite sad. Although recently I've been really into like really into pop music, just really heavy pop music.
Pop slaps.
Yeah.
It does slap.
No, it really does. It's like my favorite.
Yeah. Most of my favorite songs in the world are like, it's just soul wrenching. Just like, if I'm being honest.
Like what?
If I'm being honest.
Sorry, just put you on the spot there.
I don't know if I should say this, if it is, because some people might get concerned. I'll tell you that my Spotify Wrapped this year.
Is it Hurt, Johnny Cash?
No.
Oof.
It's dark. Of course not. It's Nutshell by Alice in Chains.
Oh, my God.
Is that concerning?
A little. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty rough. Sorry. The vibe of this interview has just changed.
Yeah. Do you have a song that you like, if you really need to cry, that you'll put it on, you're like, oh, this just works every time?
I'm taking my time and I'm taking some of yours now. You're good at making it seem like you're the lucky one. We talked before about writing songs with the very talented Ariel Woese, which you have hinted at on your social media. You've released it.
You're keeping up.
Keeping up. Trying to. It's my job. That I don't get much out of. I'm going to cut that bit out. you've hinted at it, and it's super exciting that you are working with her. You guys, I'm sure, are going to put out something great. You've hinted at an EP. 2024 is fast approaching. What's on the horizon for you? It's coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited. I have another song that's all done. I'm going to release it in the next couple of months, just as soon as it's not like Christmas and, you know, chill time anymore. That's exciting. And then I'm back in the studio in January, and I'm actually gonna, so I'm finishing the last couple of songs, and then I'm gonna bring my band, who I play live with, to record it with me, because they know the songs so well, and they're just cool people. So yeah, I'm excited.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.